Limbo, where lizard on a stick is a tasty treat after soaking in a tub of LSD and coming down from the trip contemplating life and death. All right, so here we have Limbo. It is a crime mystery, neon, noir, retrowave vibe deal. came out in single issue comic form first, and this is the complete soft trade paperback edition. There's only 6 issues. It is put out by Image Comics, and we have Casper Wingard and Dan Waters on this thing, heading it up, and it was released in 2016. So, all those words that I said about being like neon, noir, retro wavy, as with comics and graphic novels and things that have a very visual nature, illustrative nature, I do want to talk about the art, because it is a big thing, and it was my attraction to even picking this thing up in the first place. Again, this was an early one for me. This is one of the first handful of graphic novels and comics that I read as an adult, just getting back into things. And I picked this up shortly after it came out in 2016. I think it was maybe 2017 I picked this up. It's pretty cool. I like it, and I will tell you a little bit about it right now. So we've got this detective. It definitely, right off the bat, has those, like, noir detective vibes, like just the atmosphere and the writing and just kind of his attitude in his environment. He's just kind of chilling in a bar, and then just, yeah, his language and stuff. It just kind of has that noir vibe, except the coloring in here is why I mentioned neon and retrowave, because we've got, I'll show you some panels and stuff here. We've got such bright colors. A lot of, like, kind of almost pastel-y as well, but we kind of have a lot of the blues, purples, pinks, yellow that are kind of in that 80s retro wave vibe. And yeah, it's pretty cool. But yeah, so he's a detective, and he's got no identity. He doesn't have a memory of who he is, which adds this other element to the story that makes it a little more interesting, rather than just like, oh, it's this detective, and he's like this tough guy trying to, like, he's kind of sensitive, though he's got a past, and like, which is kind of funny, because like most noirs have like this detective with a past, a dark past, right? But he doesn't know his past. And that's part of what I think he's trying to figure out. But he's also got a case he's working on for somebody, right? And there he's thrust into some adventures and antics and things of that nature, trying to solve a case and figure out his own stuff along the way. It's not too heavy. It does introduce some discussion of mortality and the afterlife, though, in a cool way. I don't want to give any spoilers at all, so just kind of keeping it vague for now, because it is pretty cool and a short read for sure. But yeah, it's colorful, light, fun. It's pretty dynamic. It's got good pacing, but also just the way that they put the panels in here, coupled just with the artwork. It's just really great composition that keeps it moving really well. I like the lettering as well. And yeah, lettering was done by, Campbell's the last name. Jim Campbell. But yeah, it's really tight. It's really cool. I like it a lot. It has some fantastical elements for sure. I mean, it is called Limbo, and I'm not going to say any more about that because I don't want to, like, just, I don't want to link any more to what I said earlier. But it has a little bit of, like, an occult kind of story happening in a way. And there's, like, some characters that show up there from, like, it's kind of like, if you thought about New Orleans, Nolans, I shouldn't do that. Think about it as New Orleans, but in, like, in an alternate universe. That might help the vibe for you a bit. Target audience, I think it's just for people who are wanting something cool and fresh that's still light and fun. Again, if you're into the noir vibe, but you don't want it, you don't need it to be traditional, you want to try something new with that kind of, like, mystery aspect. Again, it has these other little elements in there that creep in, for sure, that keep it cool, give it some more depth about just kind of talking about the afterlife a little bit, but not, it's not heavy. They don't hit you over the head with it for sure. It's just something kind of in the background that's there, and it's yeah, it's good though. I like it. I wouldn't say it's by any means an important book, but it is cool and fun, and it's an entertaining read that's a little bit different than anything else I've ever read. So that's a plus. Where is it on my shelf? I would say it's in the middle of my shelf. It's something that I would definitely tell people in my life, like, oh, if you're wanting something like this kind of vibe, like, I've got something for you that you could read. I don't know if I would reread it. I mean, definitely not anytime soon, but it would be something that I would give to a kid at some point to read and be like, hey, this is this cool thing. Let's check it out. Because for me, it was one of those kind of like gateways into just getting into adult comics or getting into comics as an adult. There's nothing too racy in there. I don't really feel like it deals with mature themes that much at all. If at all, it's kind of just at a glance. And yeah, saying it's decent is not saying enough, but it is in the middle of my shelf. There's just not a lot of reason for it to be high on my shelf. But again, it was a good gateway that came in at the right time for me. Visually, I really enjoy it. It's not stunning or the best thing I've ever seen by any means, but I just really like that kind of like glitch art style that is present here and kind of has this retro wave vibe. I love the coloring. I love the lettering. Again, the composition of this thing is done really well. It just didn't blow my socks off, but you know, it's on the middle of my shelf. Well, it's not a far reach if I want to pick it up. Limbo.